The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. A leper came to Jesus and, kneeling down, begged him and said, "If you wish, you can make me clean." Moved with pity, he stretched out his hand, touched him, and said to him, "I do will it. Be made clean." The leprosy left him immediately, and he was made clean. Then, warning him sternly, he dismissed him at once. He said to him, "See that you tell no one anything, but go and show yourself to the priest and offer for your cleansing what Moses prescribed. That will be proof for them." The man went away and began to publicize the whole matter. He spread the report abroad so that it was impossible for Jesus to enter a town openly. He remained outside in deserted places, and people kept coming to him from everywhere. The Gospel of the Lord. Dear family, notice the contrast between the Mosaic law towards the lepers and the behavior of our Lord Jesus. In the Old Testament, the lepers were banned from the areas where people lived, and they had to proclaim unclean, unclean whenever they saw someone approach them. There was complete horror of lepers. Now, before we judge these people too sternly, please put yourself in their situation. Leprosy was highly contagious, and there was no cure. It was, and it is, a horrible disease where your flesh slowly rots until you die. The only recourse they knew was to keep clear of lepers. That was the situation in the times of Jesus. But this man, realizing his situation, went forth and, actually, even breaking the law, entered the city seeking for the Lord. Nothing would stop him. When he found the Lord, he knelt before him and begged him. Scripture tells us, kneeling down, begged him and said, "If you wish, you can make me clean." Now, the fathers of the church, for example, St. John Chrysostom, see in this a figure of each one of us, and our illness, our leprosy, is sin. This is very important in general when we're reading Scripture, to understand that there are two levels that we need to discover in Holy Scripture. First is the literal, direct meaning of the event. Indeed, the Lord met a man who had leprosy. This is a historical event. But there is a deeper, a spiritual meaning, which is what the evangelist wants to communicate to us. Because it does us no good to know, well, this story happened 2,000 years ago, there was a leper. The teaching here is, I am the leper. You are the leper. We have a horrible illness. Actually, the cure of ours, St. John Vianney, said if we only knew how horrible, how damaging even a venial sin is, we would die. But the Lord wants us to have this grace of awakening, to discover our reality. One of the effects of leprosy is that you become insensitive. You don't feel cold or hot anymore. One of the effects of sin as well is that we become insensitive. We become hardened in our hearts, in our spirit. And we think we are okay, we're normal in this situation. What a tremendous grace it is to discover our reality and to know that there is an answer. Not in technology, not in anything that is man-made, but by taking recourse to Jesus, who came to make us alive and healed and well. Now, everyone ran from the lepers. Mark specifies very clearly, Jesus was moved with pity, stretched out his hand, and touched him. What an inner healing for this poor man, the leper. Everyone, even his family, ran away from him. And Jesus reached out and touched him. In 1871, the Blessed Mother appeared in a little village in France called Pont-Mont. We were there in October. The Prussian troops were nearby, and the French troops were running away. The situation was really desperate. On top of that, typhoid and smallpox, chickenpox, had broken out in the area. The people were in despair. Actually, people were saying, what's the use of praying? God is not listening to us. It was in this situation that two small children saw the Blessed Mother in the sky. The adults could not see her. The priest of the town finally said, probably we adults are not worthy of seeing her. But all the children could see her. And then letters began to appear in the sky close to our Blessed Mother. And the letters said in French, Jesus allows himself to be touched. That's a literal translation. It really, in English, a better translation would be, Jesus is moved. In other words, his heart is moved with compassion. He is touched in the heart by our needs, by our prayers. Do you realize that is the worst tragedy? When we become kind of cynical and say, well, yeah, I believe in God and I'm going to be good and I want to go to heaven, but in the meantime, I guess God is not too interested in my life. I have to just plug along, do the best I can until I die. This is what the devil wants, for us to become unaware of how much Jesus wants to touch us. how much the Lord is moved with pity, with love for each one of us. Now, that doesn't mean that we're going to pray and automatically all our problems are going to be resolved. What the Lord wants to do is much better than that. He wants to unite us to Himself so that even problems become an opportunity for us to discover the depth of love. In another apparition in southern France, in Lourdes, the Blessed Mother began to heal the sick. And a lady whose husband had become paralyzed in a construction accident begged him to go to Lourdes to be healed. But this man had been poisoned by communism and rejected God and refused to go. But you know, women can be insistent. And finally, just to be able to live in peace because of so much insistence, he said, okay, I'll go and just leave me alone. So he went. And as they were in the grotto, he was in his wheelchair. Right in front of him, there was a couple praying for their child who was blind. And the father would cry out to the Blessed Mother for the healing of his child who was blind. And suddenly, the man in the wheelchair began to cry out, I am the one who is blind. And began to cry profusely and received this tremendous grace of awakening to the faith to realize how blind he had been. What a great miracle. He was not healed physically. He returned home on the wheelchair, but he was a transformed man. The gift of faith is not just an intellectual acceptance that God exists. It's coming in touch with the healing love of God, a deep awareness of how much we are loved. Today, as we approach the Eucharist, allow yourself to be touched. Be humble. Reach out to the Lord. For this to happen, the only thing we need to do is to acknowledge our misery, our brokenness, our need. Allow your relationship with the Lord involve your whole person, your intellect, your will, your emotions, everything you are. Don't be afraid to be like this leper and expose yourself and kneel before the Lord and cry out before Him. Let us allow this contact to change our lives. Amen.